from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Kyle's growth.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Here's the latest from Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, on the Brandon Ayuk situation. This was his tweet as of about 20 minutes ago.
All right.
The Steelers and 49ers have a deal on a potential trade, and Pittsburgh is in a good place on a Brandon Ayuk contract, sources say. If San Francisco gives the final sign-off, it's done. San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. He hasn't accepted. So I'm trying to figure out and parse out what's new here. And the only thing that I can glean is it sounds to me like this report. The 49ers have agreed to whatever the trade compensation is. Forget what the Pittsburgh Steelers want to pay Ayuk. They don't care about that as long as it's enough for Ayuk to want. It's about what's coming back to the Niners. And if Ian Rapoport, to me, is saying the Steelers and Niners have a deal on a potential trade, I gotta believe the 49ers are willing to accept what they're getting back in compensation, right?
Yeah, I totally get that. But so also, that, okay, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, good. My fault. That tells me that maybe when these teams were talking a week ago, the Niners weren't willing to take what the compensation was, but now they are because they sweetened it.
But it's still up to Brandon. And when T.J. Houshmandzadeh joined Willard and Dibbs last year, Stoney, I don't know if you guys remember, he said the Niners basically were offering 26. Ayuk wants 28. So now that report tells me that Pittsburgh, if they're in a good place on an Ayuk, deal, they're willing to meet his demands and pay him 28. So in essence, in a crazy world, Stoney, it still is up to Brandon for him to sign that new extension or that new deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you are right, I believe the Niners are okay with what's coming back. But what's funny about this is, because, you know, I keep going to Willard and his friends' analogy about they don't want to part ways, the Niners and Ayuk. I guess that $26 million offer is still out there for Ayuk to take. Because am I wrong? It sounds like they offered him a long-term deal. He still can review that. Or he could say, night-night, I'm taking 28, which I assume Pittsburgh is offering, and I'm out of Dodge. And I think, just to me, I think Ayuk does not want to leave.
I don't know.
Man.
There's a lot here. But yeah, the one thing I do agree with that you said is that it does look like the 49ers do have an offer on the table long term, because it says San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long term deal for him to stay. He hasn't accepted.
Clay's so $24 million deal vanished. That went away.
Right.
Ayuk's is still there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? I don't think he wants to leave. Well, that's just me.
I don't know that I want him to stay at this point.
Hmm.
If you're the 49ers, at what point do you, what do they say, fish or cut bait? I don't know.
What would be your biggest reason? Because Debo requested a trade and it was all forgiven and he came back and balled. Like, you remember, you let off the show, Goo, this is just a negotiation. Like, if I was going through it with the station here, I don't think you and Evan would judge me, would you?
Or it depends. If you, like, if I find out you're asking for twice as much as everybody else, I'd probably be like, come on, Goo.
He deserved it.
You know what I'm saying? If you're asking for a 5% raise, I'd probably be like, can the company just give him that?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? But, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we're close. Before we get out of here, a trade is done and this thing is over.
I don't know if this is new information or information that's been around, but now it's being reported. Let's go to Bryce. Bryce is in San Francisco. Hey, Bryce, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Second time caller, love the show. I guess I'm inspired to call when I feel like we need to cut some of our anchor players. I called about Draymond. I'll talk about Ayuk. Two quick points. Am I inspired and engaged and excited for the season as a 49ers fan? Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited until we're formally knocked out of the playoffs each year. There's so much that goes on into a season. I mean, why wouldn't I be excited? Secondly, if Brandon really wanted to play for the 49ers, he would find a creative way to take a little bit less money, support his team, and go for it. It's like, it's disappointing that he hasn't actually assigned a weight on the probability of a Super Bowl win. That's worth millions of dollars. He's not going to get that at the Steelers. All right, that's it.
Appreciate it, Bryce. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. But again, it might pop off in minutes, Stoney. He might get his money. He might end up getting 28.
Or it might not pop off for another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks.
And then the Niners would be consistent with saying, dude, if you want to play for us, it's for 14.
This from the 650. Debo's didn't last this long. This is the difference and a big one. So much back and forth. Debo was never this disruptive or annoying.
Damn.
Maybe when this is all said and done, we'll find out if that mattered at all.
Uncle Looney's saying, Goo, 26 was an insult to Ayuk. I got to beg to differ. I don't know what you think of Ayuk, Stoney, but how could that be an insult?
Well, maybe it's about the guarantee for Brandon Ayuk, and 26 might sound pretty good. But maybe the guarantee was lower than Brandon Ayuk wanted. I don't know.
Haven't heard anything remotely close to about the guarantee, because that's a big part of it all. You're right.
Well, if you guys, again, if they've agreed on trade terms and Ayuk wants to be in Pittsburgh and there's a contract offer waiting for him from the Steelers, then why hasn't this happened yet? Why wasn't that tweet, Brandon Ayuk is going to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I don't think he wants to go there, Evan.
And I'm just skeptical. I'm skeptical of the phrasing a deal in place. I just am.
That's triggering.
Because
I bet.
Here's the way I'm looking at it, Evan. Just make up a trade. Who are the 49ers going to get in this?
Dan Moore.
Okay. Who stinks. And a third round pick, right?
Yeah, and Calvin Austin, the 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 49ers are going to have to come to the podium, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, and acknowledge that they're not as good of a football team because of what happened.
Mm.
They're just going to have to. Or if they get, even if they were to get 2 firsts, which they won't, but let's say they somehow get 1 first next year, they still have to come to the podium and tell Niner fans they're not as good because they don't have Brandon Ayuk. And that's the reason I'm skeptical that they've agreed to the compensation. I could be wrong. I absolutely could be wrong. But the only thing that would save the face for the Niners right now would be if they make that trade and say, he was becoming so much of a distraction, it's addition by subtraction.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't they just spin it as, well, we actually love the guys in this building that want to be here.
Yeah.
And so we didn't want to pay a guy that didn't want to be here. That's why we're better.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's there yet.
But I think if you pressed them, you could make the case Ayuk does want to be here for more money.
Well, I think the 49ers are trying to press Brandon Ayuk.
And they've been doing that.
Let
me ask you this. So, I know what I'm going to get from the fans. Oh, Guru, it's not your money. You don't know what you're about. So 26 to 28, can't you find a happy medium? But 26 to 30, I understand that's a problem. But 26 to 28, that, Evan Steiny, that sounds like much enough. Like, we can fix that.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because TJ Houshmandzadeh joined Willard and Dibbs last week and described that very situation and why it's a problem.
It may have been a little more than 32. Now, you got a team willing to pay you that much, and you're not even asking that much from your own team. Like, come on, man. At this point, it's like, I'm sure the Niners are pissed. They're ready for it to be over. And I'm sure BA is pissed and ready for it to be over. Just come back together and find something that works, like 28. You wouldn't give him $28 million a year, but you'd give him 26 over the course of 3 years. That's $6 million. Like, in the world of football and a grant, that's nothing. And so, yeah, I know you have Trent Williams to worry about and Brock Purdy next year, but if Brandon Ayuk is not on the Niners, they're still going to be a very good team. I don't believe they're in an NFC championship game.
Wow.
Get him in the room, Steiny.
That's TJ Houshmandzadeh, who is Brandon Ayuk's wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. If you're a Niner fan, has anything changed for you regarding this situation? And you know what? Like, Houshmandzadeh said something, and every time you listen to stuff like that, something different hits you. And he said, and it was a throwaway line, but think about it. I know they got to pay Trent Williams and they got to pay Purdy. Well, guess what? They're more important than Brandon Ayuk, both of them. What about that harsh reality? They're both more important than Brandon Ayuk.
Well, it's been that way for weeks.
Exactly. And maybe that's why the 49ers are holding firm.
But holding firm, Steiny, over $2 million allegedly, like that $6 million over three, like that's what, like this is such a big year if it is Super Bowl or bust. And sometimes it could be that, and the team don't have got to accept it. That just is what it is. But God, dog it, 26 to 28, again, in my world, is like, if you really want Brandon, you can bridge that.
Well, the other thing that maybe has come into play here is that, I mean, what? Let me ask you this. When do you stop? I mean, Christian McCaffrey wants more money, you give it to him.
Ayuk wants more money, you give it to him.
Yeah. Trent Williams wants more money, you give it to him. I mean, seriously, and I'm not management, but at what point do you say, if you're the 49ers, well, what's going to happen next year? I mean, God forbid we win the Super Bowl. We're going to have seven guys doing this next year.
I would look at each one of them and say, how valuable are you? Are you all pro?
And maybe that's what they're saying to Ayuk. And they're saying you're not as valuable as you think you are.
Well, I think you're onto something there.
Paul's in San Jose. What's up, Paul? 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to jump into the discussion on Brandon Ayuk? We have got more information from Ian Rappaport. I'll pass along also. Courtesy of the River Islands guest line at noon, Mike Yam, NFL Network. That's called Perfect Timing. What's up, Paul? How you doing, Paul?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so in January, Jerry Jones said the Cowboys were all in and winning the Super Bowl. Now, his actions through the offseason have shown that that was not true. And, you know, I find enjoyment in that. Now, how do you imagine I feel when I see the Niners front office? This was supposed to be an all-in year. And they're on the cusp of trading away our best receiver, our ex receiver. That will show that, you know, we are not all in and winning the Super Bowl, because this team will be worse than last year's. How are we as fans supposed to deal with that? You know, it's a little disappointing.
I don't know.
What do you guys think?
No, I think that's a good question.
And man, Nobody's called this station and said the Niners are better without Brandon Ayuk. No, I can't recall one.
The idea of all in, I mean, couldn't you say, were the Niners all in when they did Debo's contract? Were the Niners all in when they extended Trent Williams after they traded for him?
But when you got a roster like the Niners have had, Stoney, you're all in, even again, if you ain't even got to say it. It's obvious.
When does it stop? When does it stop?
Some could say it stopped already.
Like you could say, you know, Jed York saying, okay, I've paid Debo. I paid Kittle. I paid Bosa. I paid Warner.
Yeah, you have.
I extended Trent Williams. Hell, McCaffrey came in out of nowhere. We took care of him. Now Ayuk wants more money. He's under contract, but he wants to sign an extension. Now I got Trent Williams. Freaking Trent Williams now wants more money.
But you're gonna fix it. I don't know how it's gonna play out, but
and that's my point. You know, when does a decision change? You know, when does a guy who's an alcoholic have his last drink? Mm. When does Jed York maybe say, I can't keep doing this? I can't keep paying guys every time they ask.
But 26 to 28, doesn't fall under that, though, Stein.
Not to you. But maybe it does to them. Mm. And maybe they don't even want to be up at 26 for Brandon Ayuk. And maybe they're asking themselves, why would we pay Ayuk? Why would we spend $50 million on Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk?
Because
we don't even pass the ball.
Well, you do. And when you do it and
pass
it to him,
less than anybody else. There's
first downs and touchdowns.
Not enough room under the cap.
Maybe
that's what they're saying.
I love this report. Like, you feel like closure is right down the streets, Donnie, or next door to you. But doggone it, I just feel like both of these entities have not figured out a way to stay together. Al Green, let's stay together. But they don't want to part. And I just feel that until we find out a trade is done.
It's pathetic, really.
Hmm.
It is.
What's the word? Not toxic. When a relationship is not healthy. Yeah, toxic.
It's called,
You know, when you're trying. You know, toxic is the word, Stoney, right now. I think they both want each other.
You know,
Ayuk turned down $32 million from New England, allegedly. That's telling you he don't want to leave. It's not all about the money. California love, Stoney.
I don't understand, and I'm not saying this is the case, but kind of like last week, why? I'm not a management guy, trust me, but you got to look at it from both sides. And you know what? There would be something that would get me upset if I'm Jed York when these guys are doing this. And yeah, I'm saying them all. McCaffrey, Williams, Ayuk. It's like, win a Super Bowl and then do it. Like, you're doing this when we didn't even win a Super Bowl.
Well, the owner could look at the coach and say he has some responsibility for that too, but the players.
Well, that doesn't matter. He's under contract till 2029. They can't do anything with guys who are under contract at this point.
You gotta pay talent, Stoney. I hear you.
They have. They've paid talent the entire tenure of Shanahan.
But now you got two dudes you're missing because of the money.
These are just the two latest guys. Like, it's not like they haven't done this for the last 5 years of paying everybody. They pay their own. They pay the guys they want. Yeah, they pay the guys they want. They don't pay the guys who are asking for more than they want to give.
So do you think with this report, have you changed on the Stoney meter? Do you think, if I ask you right now, Stoney, you think Ayuk's traded? Has anything changed up or down?
No.
Either for me either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like he's going to be a Niner.
I feel like I have no idea. I have no idea. Right. I wouldn't even hazard a guess.
The signs are pointing to these two entities do not want to part.
And it's
how I feel.
Well, it's very easy to look at Rappaport's tweet and say, boy, it looks like they do want to part.
Well, Friday there was a deal in place. That's what we knew then, too. There was a deal in place with New England. There was a deal in place with Cleveland, allegedly. And nothing happened. Question is why?
Let's go to Jamie in Pittsburgh. Hey, Jamie, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How y'all doing today?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, man, I just want you know, I hear Guru in there sounding like his girlfriend's going to leave him and stuff. Hey, leave
it
on your
heartache,
man.
Wow.
Now, look, I'm a Raider fan. I'm going to tell you just like this. My boy called me at 4 a.m. when Gruden came back. And I'm like, Khalil Mack ain't going nowhere. My boy called me at 4 a.m. in the morning and told me, bro, they traded Khalil.
God.
So you know what? It broke my heart. But you know what? I see the same thing with Ayuk. Hey, Guru, just, hey, man, suck it up, bro. He gone, dog. He gone. You know?
Right. It ain't gonna, listen, I'm not going to die if he's traded. I'm just telling you, if I were the Niners and I'm a Niner fan, we need Ayuk. But he's still a Niner. I know the report's out there, so call back when he re-signs. That's what I want you to do.
Okay. All right. All right, my buddy. Good luck this year.
For what team?
The Niners.
They're going to need it. Agenda City.
No, you got to say what you said a couple years ago.
It's Agenda City.
If we don't do another show together, I'll always... The disease of me.
Well, now, you know what? I'm not using that phrase. That's reserved for champions.
Yikes.
This is Agenda City.
Steiny out here throwing heat rocks.
Trent
if
Williams.
I take the pig around and come back.
Trent Williams.
What happened to the pig?
What a bad taste in
he's going to get paid. Yeah. What part of American culture don't you understand when you're at the top of your craft, you can pull these shenanigans?
Keep saying he's at the top of his craft without being able to prove it. Keep saying it.
Stoney, there's nobody. Well, Mike, yeah, Trent Williams is still a beast.
Okay. Keep saying it.
We know it.
Yeah, keep saying it.
Now, keep saying it,
because you know exactly the way Kyle Shanahan measures
Trent Williams. Not saying that.
Okay.
No matter how Kyle measures him, we all can say what we've seen on the gridiron.
What if Kyle looks at him and says, you know what? We've measured Trent Williams, and he's worth $22 million, which is what we're paying him.
Right now, you're right, because nothing's... And I do wonder... If you had to, okay, I keep telling you to bet. So there's no doubt in your mind that Ayuk will get taken care of before.
I didn't say it. I have no idea what's going to happen.
I think they need to do Williams and then double back to Ayuk.
I'm not making any predictions.
Okay. All right.
I just know this. One of my phrases is, just because you can do something doesn't mean you do it. And you know what? Trent Williams is doing something just because he can do it. And that leaves a real bad taste in my mouth. Real bad.
But you're making it seem like he's the only athlete to ever do that.
No, he's the one who's doing it now. Oh, and you know what? Miss me with these guys are team players. Not just these two, all of them.
Well, when it comes to money, it's solo dolo, Steiny.
Well, then quit saying, well, they should just take 26 then if you're a player. It's like, miss me with, oh, it's all about the team. It's all about the team. No, it's not.
Was it the old adage?
If we're all about the team, Trent Williams would be practicing, period. What? End of story. He's made $168 million. I'm not begrudging him the right to hold out. I'm begrudging him the idea of doing it this year because he knows he can do it.
Well, on his scale, starting in his life, he's probably got about 2 good years left. He may only want to play for 2 more, which makes all the sense in the world to me. He's at the end.
Right, and that's why I don't pay him guaranteed money.
But you need him.
Allegedly, you do need him. I'm not going to say you don't need him, but where is he?
Uncle Looney saying, Stoney, the example was set by Bosa last year.
No doubt. It was set by Debo.
I thought you were going to scoff at that, well, but first you of said all, no doubt.
First of all, Bosa is in the same spot that Ayuk's in this year. They're doing the exact same thing. Bosa got paid.
Yeah.
Ayuk's trying to get paid.
And some could say, as much as I love Ayuk, you ain't Bosa.
If the 49ers would have told Bosa, hey, you know what? We need you to come in under that... fifth-year rookie deal.
Please.
Maybe Bosa wouldn't have come back.
Yeah, we know he wouldn't have.
Okay, well, he ain't Bosa.
And that's what we're learning. But does Pittsburgh think he's Bosa?
No, why would they?
Well, New England did, and Brandon didn't want to leave Cali.
New England might have been offering him 32 because bad teams have to overpay for guys just to get him in there in the first place. Man. Like the Warriors used to do. All right, I see calls on the other side, and we'll definitely get to them. Brandon Ayuk, the news latest is Ian Rapoport reporting that the Niners and the Steelers apparently have a deal. Ayuk's got to accept it. The Niners have to sign off on it. But it looks like things are happening again, whatever that means. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Once again, Mike Yam will join us in a half hour. I'll take some calls on the other side, and Mike Yam will come courtesy of the River Islands guest line. That segment was also brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If I take the pig around back and come back with bacon, what happened to the pig?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dig.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Fender. All right, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about a Brandon Ayuk update that's been sent by Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network, and it reads like this. The Steelers and 49ers have a deal on a potential trade, and Pittsburgh is in a good place on an Ayuk contract, sources say. If San Francisco gives the final sign-off, it's done. San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. He hasn't accepted. I mean, in fairness, this is pretty much exactly what Andrew Filippone said a week ago on this show, that they had a deal in place for Brandon Ayuk and that it was going to happen. And now here it is a week later, things had died down. And to me, this report is very similar, if not exactly the same, as what Andrew Filippone said a week ago on this station. So I don't know if this is the same deal, if they're different players or what, but I'm not sure how much movement there's been or hasn't been.
Great word. And I feel the same way. So I feel like the reporting is accurate, Steiny, but the parties involved are doing the same dance. Nobody's signing their name, either Ayuk or the 49ers. And again, I am just going to stand on the hill, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right, because I don't want to see Brandon gone. But I just don't think they want to part ways, and we can talk about it till we're blue in the face, and we will. But when or what have we gotten from any one of these parties to suggest they want to part ways?
I mean, the one thing that's interesting here to me, because people are saying, well, the ball's in Ayuk's court. It might not be if Ayuk has already said, you know what, I'll take that money from the Steelers. Because if he said that, then this line is the most important line, and that is, if the Niners give the final sign-off, it's done. That leads me to believe that Ayuk has said that's amenable to me with Pittsburgh.
So why no trade? Because the Niners don't want to lose Brandon.
Or they don't like what they're getting back still. Or they're still trying to get more back from the Steelers.
But if there was such bad blood, Stoney, and you wanted to do addition by subtraction, and to Baldy's point on the morning rose with the fellas, if this were so bad or vile and this relationship had soured, wouldn't you just trade them to get rid, you know, to get rid of the distraction, right?
Well, maybe it hasn't soured to that.
Can't
and,
do it.
And that exactly, Mike.
Let's go to Leanna in Union City.
Hey.
What's up, Leanna? How you doing?
Hey, you know what? I'm actually, for once in my life, agreeing with Steiny on this one.
That's a backhanded compliment, Eddie Lee. I don't like that.
There you go, Lee. Go ahead, Al.
Well, here's why. Because number one is, you know, we saw the whole holdout ordeal with Bosa last year, and you know, that guy didn't make any impactful plays on the biggest game of, you know, with the biggest game on the line, right, in the Super Bowl. And I feel like with Ayuk, he's just, you know, it's like if I were to hold out while I was waiting for my raise, what a life that would be, right? You know, I would get fired from my job. I'm not saying this is on the same level, but I'm saying that, you know, you're talking about it's about the team, but you haven't done anything. You haven't won anything. You know, similarly with the Warriors, it's like they paid everybody after they won a chip, right? Or after they won their first couple. And I feel like you say you're about the team, but you can't meet me, you know, even close to, you know, the ballpark of 26. I don't even think he's worth 30. I don't even think he's worth 28. So at this point, I think that bye-bye Ayuk, but I'm just griping about the timing, because what are we going to get in return that's going to help us, you know, in December and January? So,
yeah.
I'll take your answers offline, but I just want to say I love you guys. And, you know, for once in my life, mark this as the day that I agree with Matt Steinmetz.
Well, from the Yoon. That's a compliment.
L is in loss.
Yeah, wow.
That's an L is in a loss.
No, I'm going to say L for love. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, she brought us the lumpia at the Fremont Bank.
Well, she better bring us more now.
Yeah. You look good in your black shirt. But, Steiny, again, if they end up trading Brandon, all I'll double back and go Monday morning quarterback on the Niners front office is, why didn't you pull the trigger and have your chest out draft night? You drafted, obviously, it looks like what could possibly be Brandon Ayuk's replacement.
Chess. Light years.
Well, they saw, light years right
they
now.
Saw this coming with Ayuk, and they drafted Pearsall. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then why is he still in red and gold?
Because they
sign off on it.
Because their best case scenario was they would sign Ayuk, and then at the end of this year, they would move Debo or Ayuk, and Pearsall would be ready to step in.
That's what I thought was going to happen. But what do you...
But Brandon Ayuk has thrown a monkey wrench into it.
As well as he should.
They have to... Well, not if the 49ers think that they've offered him a fair deal.
Oh, okay, with the 20. I hear you.
And so maybe the 49ers are saying, you know what? We wanted to push this back a year, but Brandon is not taking the fair offer that we offered him. And so, you know what? We have to push up our timetable. We have to push up our timetable, and we got to lose Brandon this year. And we won't have a choice as opposed to the end of the year. It would suck, but, I mean, in a crazy way, this is where I'm different than people about how this year is more important than last year and is more important than next year. If the 49ers know that they were going to have to lose Deebo Samuel or Ayuk at the end of the season. They'd hope to get Ayuk for 25 and then go through the year and then lose Deebo or Ayuk the following year. They knew they were going to have to do that, and they know they still may have to do that. It's inconvenient, but maybe they're thinking, you know what, stinks, but we got to do it a year early now because Brandon's not taking our offer.
Yeah, and then we, if you know, a lot of people are saying, I thought, are you really going to do that to your offense? But the bottom line is, Ricky Pearsall, Steiny on draft night, was their replacement for Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
And I'll just, if we focus in on that, I know you said there's a month left to open in to week one, Monday night against the Jets. We can, I can look you in the face and confidently say, I don't know what's going on with his body or his availability. And the football heads could say, goo, it means nothing right now. But man,
Pearsall played last 3 years of college. He played 13 games, 13 games, and 12 games. So he's basically played every single game the last 3 years of college. Mm. Does that matter? I don't know. Doesn't matter if he's not available week one, but I got to believe he'll be available week one. Dave's in Fresno. What's up, Dave? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me in, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, with all this, you know, IU drama and contract situations, like, I want to ask you guys, is this fair, you know, with all the success they've had, you know, they've been to Super Bowls and conference championships, is it fair to offer, like, a difference of opinion or critique some of their thought process? Because I feel like when I bring this question up, whether it be online or just in regular conversation, it's like I get the how dare you question, you know, what the 49ers are doing. Like, to me, I feel they have, you know, as far as we've gotten, there's been a lot of questionable decisions, you know. And I just want to ask you guys, like, I get it. We win a lot of games, but some of this stuff is easily avoidable. And I'm just amazed that we have gotten as far as we've gotten, you know, with the Trey Lance situation and, you know, and all these contract disputes. And I get it. We get them all signed. But dang, 4 years in a row of these contract dance-offs, like, at some point, like, what are we doing here? And I'm not trying to sound like a bitter old man or somebody that's ungrateful. Uh-huh. I acknowledge the success, but I mean, like, I just want to ask you guys, is that a fair question, though? Like, their thought process, especially with this Ayuk situation where we're here every day on 95.7 asking the same questions. How do we get here?
Yeah.
So I'll get your guys' thoughts on the other end. Appreciate it.
It's absolutely fair.
More than fair, Steiny. What did I say? I'll go first here. Like John Lynch sells me or comes across like we got our house in order. They knew about Trent Williams allegedly back in March. We heard that from Tim Kawakami, Steiny, back in March, and they've got nothing done. So when again, it's not Joey Light years, you're not giving yourself a nickname, but when you come across at every press conference or every signing that, you know, we take care of our own, I do scratch my head as to how are the Niners here? And the world watching on the eve of an important season, you got two guys holding out, and now you got trade offers that we don't know if you've turned down. Like, this doesn't match what I thought the Niners front office was about.
Well,
I'm not saying it's just all their fault, but it does look, I am scratching my head as to damn.
I mean, it's absolutely fair to wonder what they're doing, and that's what we do on the radio. Mm. I mean, to my way of thinking, the 49ers, what if their thought process was this? You know what? Brandon Ayuk is going to want a lot of money, and right, we're not crazy about paying Brandon Ayuk. That's just an organ. Listen, I'm creating a scenario here in which they could still, quote unquote, theoretically come out smelling like a rose.
All right.
So the Super Bowl ends, and Ayuk talks about a contract right after the Super Bowl, and the 49ers know that Ayuk is going to be really hard to sign. They know he's going to be a tough one. They know he's going to hold out for big boy money, and they are not I wouldn't say comfortable, but they are worried about getting it done. And they realize, you know what? We may have to make a real unpleasant decision about Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
Why, John? Because we can't pay him $30 million when we've got McCaffrey and Debo and Purdy's coming up and all that stuff. Okay. So maybe they went into the offseason knowing Ayuk was going to be a problem. Hence, they draft Ricky Pearsall.
Okay.
And maybe at the beginning of the summer, sorry, off season, they knew that Trent Williams was going to pull these shenanigans. And maybe they've just decided with Trent Williams, you know what? We'll take care of Trent a week before the season.
That very well.
And then they say to everybody in a day or two after Brandon Ayuk gets traded, we knew this was going to be acrimonious. That's why we drafted Ricky Pearsall. That's why we held out for the best possible deal for Brandon Ayuk. And the reality is, while it's easy for a fan to say, just pay him his 30, we didn't think he was worth 30. They won't say it like that. Yeah. They'll just say, we had to make a hard, hard decision on Brandon Ayuk. And we did. And now we're on to the regular season.
Wow. And right now that road doesn't look rosy. I feel that. But right now, because your replacement is not healthy, he's not taking advantage of the absence of Brandon Ayuk. But I just, what will stun me, and I'm talking about to the core, shake me, is the fact that they looked at this team and this offense and said Brandon Ayuk can be replaced. And fact that they drafted him, Steiny,
they
kind of said that with their draft move,
right? But what I'm right, but I wouldn't say they think they can go and get along without. They want Brandon Ayuk on the team, but it's got to be on their conditions. And I guess they've maybe made a decision that if it's not on their conditions, then that's the guy who's got to go. Christian McCaffrey, he wanted a new deal. You know what? We don't want to give him one, but he's so important, we'll do it.
Before he even said he wanted one, it was done.
Trent Williams, you know what? We don't want to do it. We think it's BS that he's pulling this, but he's really important.
Yep.
We'll do it for Trent Williams. But Brandon Ayuk, maybe there's something going on where he's different. And what might be different is they're more important. The last three guys who the 49ers had to deal with were who? Bosa, McCaffrey,
Debo,
Trent Williams, and now Ayuk. And the 49ers are saying, you're number four out of those four in terms of priority. Just the way it is. You got drafted by a team with better weapons than you are. Jacob in Castro Valley. What's up, Jake? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hope you guys are doing well.
Yes.
I just wanted to say, you know, I'm born and raised a Niners fan, a Bay Area team fan, and this whole Ayuk situation is frustrating because looking at the team we had last season, I mean, our team was elite. Brandon Ayuk showed he was elite. And I feel like the Niners not only owe it to themselves, but they owe it to the fans. I mean, we've been knocking on the door for years now, and you're griping over just a couple mil. I mean, sign the man. You're paying your QB next to nothing right now. Sign the man, win a chip, and then you can sell Ayuk for more if you want to pay Purdy. If he's as good as we think he is, get a chip. It shouldn't matter. We got the A's leaving town. The Warriors, who knows where they're at right now. The Niners owe it to the Bay Area to sign IU, get a chip. I feel like Trent Williams, Ayuk is much more important than Trent Williams for this reason. McCaffrey can make do with another big man on the left side. Trent Williams is elite, don't get me wrong. But McCaffrey, he's versatile. Put another big man on this side, he'll work with it. Ayuk is not replaceable. That man is elite. You got to pay him. And that's what I got to say.
Appreciate it, Jacob.
Yeah, I love Jacob Stoney, but I vehemently disagree. My gosh, Trent Williams? I mean, you can't just find those on trees, Jacob. That man is going to the Hall of Fame for a reason, but boy.
Yeah, he's gone to the Hall of Fame for his previous 12 years.
Since he's been a 9-2 partner, he's been Billy
Badass. I love how we dismiss Ayuk's second-rate postseason, but we ignore Trent Williams' second-rate postseason. I'd be more worried about Trent at 36 than Ayuk at 25 or 26.
But how many shows have we came in here and started off, or even when we're talking Niner football, since he's been part of the Niners, talking about Trent was the problem? And I'm damn sure not telling you he's been perfect. Nobody is. But good God, Steiny, he's more of the solution than the problem, and he's more of the reason that you've been playing them big games, even the ones you lose before the Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah.
He's getting my money if it were up to me, and I know
I know that.
Who are you paying?
I know that.
You want to give a quarterback, it sounds like, all the money in the world.
Who?
When he's a Purdy, when he's about to lose weaponry. Like,
what are you
talking
about?
If there's no Trent and Ayuk, like, you already got, it sounds like you got that money for Purdy allocated already.
How
next
do you
year.
Figure?
Because you're saying you got to pay your, you've been saying
yeah,
you got to pay.
Between 35 and 60. Well, let's see what he's worth.
I had you at 60. Like, that was a
60?
No-brainer.
And that's the one thing I'm not afraid of that everybody else is afraid of.
I had you at 60.
You
my bad.
You don't understand the logic that I'm using, even though.
No, I get
my
it.
My logic is, you know what? If Ayuk walks, he walks.
Show me you can still do it.
And then see what you can do, Purdy, with the kind of team you're going to quarterback. Because I think the bigger mistake would be you pay Ayuk, Brock Purdy kills it again, then you pay Purdy crazy money,
right,
and now you have to take weapons away from him, and you've never seen him quarterback a team without the amount of weapons that he has now. I'm not afraid of having Brock Purdy quarterback this season on a team that doesn't have Brandon Ayuk. In fact,
you kind of want to see it.
I could get a better assessment of my quarterback. It doesn't mean I'm giving myself a better chance to win the Super Bowl as a team.
Right, and that's
where
I jump off.
But I'll get a better assessment of Brock Purdy. The other thing that I think's crazy is for everybody who thinks Brock Purdy's a great quarterback, oh, Brock Purdy's great. He's great. He's great. He's great. Well, then why don't you think this team's going to be damn good for the next 5 years? If Brock Purdy's your quarterback of the future and you believe in him and he's the real deal, guess what? Then you don't have to bend over backwards for Brandon Ayuk because you'll be good anyway.
But what about that 3-game losing streak where Trent and Deebo were out and he looked regular? Not saying it was all his fault, Steiner. He looked regular.
Well, that's what I'd like to see him play the whole season at, maybe. I mean,
I don't hear big time football being played for the Niners at the end of the year if that's what you're yearning for. Like, maybe Jesus couldn't ball out without Trent Williams and Deebo in this Niner offense.
Do you believe that? Do you believe if they don't have Brandon, forget Trent Williams. Okay. He's going to come back, let's say. You think they're not making the playoffs without Brandon?
Oh, no,
they're
okay. Yeah, but my bar set so high. They're making the playoffs.
It. Okay, and you know what? In the NFL, make the playoffs, you can make a run, just like every other year, just like four out of the other 5 years that we've looked at. Listen, I'm not saying they should do this. I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm not saying Ayuk's at fault. I'm not saying the 49ers are. I'm just saying, to me, there's a bigger risk.
Signing Ayuk and paying Purdy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess, Donnie, in a crazy world, isn't that what you want, though?
What?
You've identified Brock Purdy in the draft. He's earned it.
Mm-hmm.
If he has a good year. You drafted a guy at Arizona State when there were other Ferraris and everybody, Brandon Ayuk, then he's popped. He's in that class. Like, I guess I want to reward guys. I'm not always worried about the bottom line, especially if I'm winning. Now, that's the one part of this they haven't done, but they've been winning, just not at all. Like, I'll pay that all day if I'm getting close.
How would Purdy look with fewer weapons?
Wow. Less than what we've seen.
Okay. So, but you're going to pay him again, observing him on a team that he will not be able to quarterback moving forward. All right, Mike Yam. Mike Yam on the other side, NFL Network. We're going to get into this latest Niners report from Ian Rappaport, Mike Yam on the other side, and he'll be coming courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Again, I'm not...
No, I hear everything you're saying, man. I really do. But again, I feel like we had a goal line analogy last year from somebody in the business. I do feel like there's a deal in place, but the two parties that control the deal getting expedited from a Niners standpoint, I think they love each other and they don't want to part ways. And today's another example of we're close again. Show me, Brandon, you want to lead a bay.
I mean, the other thing is knowing that there's no good options, then what do you look at? You got to look at silver linings. And maybe, you know what? Maybe they trade Ayuk and they win a Super Bowl. Then they find out Brock Purdy is a $60 million quarterback. I mean, it's possible. It's absolutely possible. The one thing that I do feel strongly about is they're Brock Purdy will not get to quarterback this team and this kind of a team with this many weapons 2 or 3 years down the road. Mm. So maybe the silver lining is let's really find out about Purdy before we have to pay him. Maybe that's the silver lining. I don't know. 888-957-9570. Although Mike Yam's coming up on the other side, but we'll line him up after Mike Yam. He works for the NFL Network. A report out there from Ian Rappaport is suggesting, more than suggesting, that the Niners have a deal in place with the Steelers, and now it's just a matter of whether the 49ers will accept this deal, because apparently the Steelers are willing to pay Ayuk a certain number that he's willing to go for. Mm. All right, 888-957-9570. Mike Yam on the other side, NFL Network, more San Francisco 49ers talk. And that segment was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.